You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies beat reporter, Todd Zalecki. And Todd, you and beat reporters all across Florida and Arizona are very happy campers right now, since it's almost time for games to count. We are ready to start talking regular season and know our season preview for the Phillies, and I got five questions for you. And it starts with, number one, if this team surprises, if it is in contention and really shows more than I think a lot of people expect from them, what's going to be the number one reason that that happens?
I think the number one reason that the Phillies would surprise would be the continued advancement, or maybe, you know, turnaround from some of the younger players. I'm speaking specifically about Cody Ashe. He hit 250 last year, showed a little bit of power. You know, if he can take the next step forward, that would be a big boost. Dominic Brown is a guy who's basically, in my opinion, going to get his last shot with the Phillies. He struggled mightily last year, but they still see a glimpse of that potential. Say Dominic Brown comes back and shows what he did in 2013 when he made the NL All-Star team. If Ben Revere can continue to be a 300 hitter, Odubel Herrera, the Rule 5 draft pick, they've loved what they've seen from him so far. If he can actually hit big league pitching on a consistent basis, so those younger type hitters, Freddy Galvis, if he can maybe surprise people and be a 250, 260 type of hitter in the number eight spot. So if some of those young hitters that they want to get, they want to see play a little bit more to get a better idea of how they fit in the future, if those guys actually take that next step forward, then I think this team could surprise a little bit, because I think their bullpen is going to be pretty solid. But in my opinion, the big, big question mark right now is the offense.
Conversely, if it doesn't go well, if this is a really long year in Philadelphia, what's likely to be the biggest culprit?
I think it's tough to choose between the offense and the rotation. But since we just talked about those young guys in the offense, I think the rotation took a big hit in losing Cliff Lee. Now, you know, it's tough to say that they expected him to make 30 starts coming off an elbow injury that he had to rehab a second time from. But losing Cliff Lee was a big loss. And if everything had broken right, you know, you would have had Hamels and Lee atop the rotation with Aaron Harang as your number three, Jerome Williams as your number four, David Buchanan as your number five. All those guys move up a notch. Aaron Harang's had some back issues this spring. He seems to be past them, but certainly worth watching for a guy his age. And that number five spot right now, you don't really see going into the season an obvious guy to really hold that spot down and make even 20, 25 starts. You know, so right now the rotation, it looks a little suspect, and I think that could hurt them. You know, the bullpen should be a strength this season, but you also don't want to overwork these young guys. You know, you want to make sure that they're still firing on all cylinders, you know, a year or two down the road when this team starts to compete a little bit, and maybe the challenges for a postseason first. So you don't want to tax these guys too much, and you kind of worry that the rotation might not be able to do it, kind of eat up enough innings to do that for them.
Who is the one most pivotal player, the one guy who kind of, as he goes, they go?
Oh, boy, you know, honestly, I think a big season in – and again, we're talking about rebuilding with the Phillies, but I think a big part of this team this season is going to be Ryan Howard, and I say that for a couple of reasons. One is, if he comes back and he hits, improves upon what he's done the past couple of years, and people actually like what they see so far from him. I'm not saying he's going to go out and hit 30 home runs and knock in 100 runs, but he seems to be moving better. His swing seems to be better. He seems to be a little bit quicker so far in spring training, leading into opening day. But if he can improve upon his numbers from the past, improve his production from the past, certainly that'll help the offense out a little bit. And two, it's critical, because if he does hit a little bit, all of a sudden his trade value might go up a little bit, and maybe the Phillies can move him to another team and get some sort of prospect at some level to kind of help replenish his farm system. So I think Ryan Howard is really critical in a lot of ways.
what's the biggest unknown about this club? What's the thing that we just don't know right now that we won't know until they've played some games and we actually see this team on the field?
I think the biggest unknown is, you know, how good some of these young guys can be. You have some ideas. The guy that comes to mind is Cody Ashe. The Phillies love his makeup. They think he can be a good everyday third baseman in the big leagues. But they want to see him take that next step in his second full season in the majors. You know, so there's a lot of those young guys right now are in that unknown area. They have an idea. They're kind of keeping their fingers crossed that they're going to take that next step forward. But they won't know until the games actually start to matter. You know, is Dominic Brown, is he 2013 Dominic Brown? Is he 2014 Dominic Brown? Those types of things, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. And obviously the Phillies are hoping for the better than, you know, they're hoping that these guys actually take the step up rather than taking the step back and down.
Finally, give me one fearless, bold, interesting prediction about the 2015 Phillies. Something beyond the standing. Something interesting about this team.
You know, I think that the Phillies bullpen is going to establish itself as one of the better ones in baseball, and I think Phillies fans are going to see a light at the end of the tunnel based off the way this bullpen performs. I really think they're going to continue to improve. Ken Giles, Jake Diekman, Justin Freitas, Luis Garcia, who's in line for a bullpen spot, Rule 5 draft pick Andy Oliver is in line for a bullpen spot. I think this bullpen could really impress some people this season, and I think if the Phillies' offense and rotation struggles, we'll say, all right, we've got something in place here going forward that we can get excited about. Now if they can just get that rotation turned around a little bit, maybe add a bat here or there, the bullpen is in place, and that can make a big difference.
If they move Papelbon, is this still an asset? Is the bullpen still an asset if they move Papelbon?
Is the bullpen? I'm sorry.
Are you still bullish on the bullpen even if they are able to pull off a Papelbon trade?
Yes. I am. I think Giles and Diekman have shown enough potential this past season that the bullpen still should be good even without Papelbon. Now, obviously, they'll be better with Papelbon than without him. But I think the pieces are there, talent-wise, to continue to pitch well. I think Ken Giles, he won't come out and say it, but I know that he would love to be the Phillies' closer. This is not a guy who's going to step into that role and be intimidated or scared. He's embracing the fact that he throws 100 miles. He has it on, you know, he doesn't shy away from the attention at all, and I think that's an important thing. So if Papelbon would get traded, I think Ken Giles would be more than happy and very confident to take that role from him.
All right. Todd Blucky, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.